time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Mayor Michael Koryanis with Price City. And man, oh man, it is time. The holidays are right around the corner. We're going to talk about some of that stuff. But with that, you know what? There are a lot of people behind the scenes that make Price City run. And one of them is the fire department. And, you know, for the most part, all of the firefighters, I do believe they're all volunteer. We need to talk about them, Thank them for everything that they do. And, you know, let's talk about the fire department for just a moment. We've got the Christmas tree regalia coming up. We've got Main Street USA, all kinds of great things that are getting ready to happen in Price City. And Mike's going to come in and give us a rundown on everything. Mike, how are you this morning?
Oh, Dave, it's wonderful to be here. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for coming in and taking the time out. I know you're a busy guy. You know, we were at the United Way appreciation banquet the other night, and I was going to talk to you before it got all over with and left, and you were gone by the time all was said and done. Mike wasn't there, so I told my wife, I said, well, I was going to talk to him, but I saw him walk out on his phone, so that usually is not a good thing. So let's talk about all the great things that are coming up in Price City, but you wanted to lead and start with the fire department.
I do. I just want our citizens to know that Price City Fire is a phenomenal group of men and women that we appreciate so much and what they're doing for our community. And I just kind of let the citizens know that here they are volunteering their services. And we have three crews at Price City Fire. And they work a 10-day shift. And in that 10-day shift, they're going out on 35 calls. So just imagine you're sitting there having your turkey dinner and the pager goes off. And those men are out there, the women, they're on that call. They get their lives disrupted a lot. And we just appreciate the work they're doing and the dedication. It takes a certain person to have that kind of dedication and the love. It's so phenomenal when you talk to these men and women of Price City Fire. So we just want to give a big shout out. And here's the thing. They're also going to be doing the sub for Santa. And I'm asking the community to donate, you know, open your purse, your wallet, and donate, because that money comes right back into our community to those that are less fortunate.
And so you were saying they'll be out at all the grocery stores with the boot. Everybody knows the boot.
Yes.
Because the fire truck will be parked in front of the store. Doesn't mean there's anything going on emergency-wise in the store, but the boot will be there. And you know what? Give what you can, really. Like you said, it all stays here.
You know, and that's what's phenomenal. Those guys, they're smiling, and they love, you know, seeing the citizens, but also that money coming back. And it's saying a great big thank you. So remember the boot. Remember these men and women that are, you know, volunteering for our benefit when we absolutely need them.
All right. So remember your firefighters here in the area. They do so much and really don't ask for much. And this time of year is about the only time that they ask for help, and it's not even for them. It stays right here in the community once again.
Exactly.
All right. So we got that. Let's talk Main Street USA for a moment.
Yes. Yeah. So Main Street USA. So I've said before, but, you know, I'll say it again. Price City was chosen as a pilot project from the state, from GOED. And so Price and Brigham City are the two cities in the whole state. With that being said, we're getting help from the state to help us rejuvenate our Main Street with our businesses. And from our training yesterday, we were told, you know, we need to get the community involved. We want the community to give us input on what they vision their Main Street to be. So that we're asking people of Carbon County, what do you want your Main Street to look like? And we're going to be listening so that we can transform the Main Street. And we're also going to ask the businesses for their input too.
So, and if people have ideas or thoughts, are you asking them to come down to Main Street or to City Hall and, and talk to someone or send a letter in, or what are they, what do you want them to do?
That's a great question, Dave. And, you know, what is the best way to get your, you know, your thoughts and your concerns to us? You can come to the utility department, or we can, you know, if people want, I know they're going to be focused on Thanksgiving and Christmas, but, you know, this process isn't going to happen overnight, but can we pick a day where we open up the auditorium and people come and they give their problems, solutions, ideas, and we'll have the businesses there, we'll have the community there, and let's transform our Main Street in what they want.
What they want and what they see.
You know, and here's the other thing is, we have a youth council and we have a youth that's designated to our Main Street. And I keep telling the youth, I want you to sell our Main Street through your eyes, not my eyes. My eyes are old. So I want their young eyes to give us those ideas. And you've seen the new wraps that we've put on Main Street, on the garbage cans and the planter boxes and the benches. Mm-hmm. That came from our youth council for Main Street. So that's what's phenomenal. Those kind of things are happening. We're getting ideas that way.
And talking about the youth council coming up, they are going to kick off the Christmas tree regalia on the 12th of November. It's coming up this week. And what kind of things can we expect from them down there?
So on Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. down at the Peace Gardens, we're going to have Encore do a dance performance at 5 p.m. And then we're asking people to bring waterproof ornaments to decorate a tree that we're putting up there in the Peace Gardens. And that ornament can be something memorable. You know, we've had people lose loved ones to COVID, a picture with on that tree, whatever they would like at that time to put on the tree. So we're doing that. We're going to have hot chocolate and some treats. The youth council is putting that together. Also, we're going to have a choir singing there. So it's going to be last probably an hour. It's not going to be an all-night thing because we know it gets dark, gets cold. But, you know, we want to do something.
All right. And that's the kickoff, really, for the Christmas tree regalia. Are there any other small pieces of business you wanted to get off before we get out of here?
The United Way appreciation dinner was phenomenal. And there was a young man that they honored that did a day of caring for over in Castle Dell. That was phenomenal. His name is
Kegley.
Kegley Terry. You know, I just thought this was wonderful that this young man took it upon himself to have a day of caring over there in Castle Dell. And he organized and put together a group of people to do some cleanup. That's what our youth council, other young people in our community, you know, the world is open. We're open to help them succeed. And I just thought it was phenomenal.
It really is. And it, good kid. And yeah, he went out of his way, put it all together, got a hold of Megan with the United Way in Price, said, this is what I want to do. And she kind of just said, okay, go for it. And he did it. You know, it's just one of those things that they put together, and she would like to expand the United Way. And that's how it's going to happen.
Yeah,
it's one person, one group, one place at a time, and that's the perfect description.
You know, Dave, the day of caring shouldn't be a day of caring. It should be numerous days of caring.
It should. There's no reason that it should just be one day a year.
And that's what's phenomenal about our community. If people know or want, let's make it happen.
Absolutely. That's the whole key to it. Well, Mike, thank you so much for coming in this morning. We appreciate you. And anytime you want to come back, come on back and we'll talk more about Price City.
Yes, I'll be back. Thank you.
Thank you. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.